response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first, let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport, where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Nice to meet you. Thanks for hanging out and making that pledge to have a funner summer. It all starts in your mornings. Have a funner morning. Guaranteed to probably have a better day. And it's that trickle effect. So this hour on the show gets you into Monster Jam, get you some tickets to a water park, not one, not two, but three, so that you can go ahead and cool off and enjoy floating in Lazy River upon Lazy River all summer long. And that'll be happening at 9 a.m. sharp this hour. If you do not currently have all your fingers, the question we have for you is why. Fireworks get all the glory this time of year, but there's many reasons why people have lost a finger or part of a finger. And we'll take your stories, put them on K-Rock, and give away some tickets coming up later this hour. And we're in the middle of pledging a funner summer here by forcing each other to do things. And already, Vanessa has been drunk at a water park. It's the first official challenge completed for
Checked
funner
on.
Summer. And this person's got an interesting theory, Allie, that we may want to think about.
Good morning. Hey, I'm calling about the Allie Threesome Funner Summer Challenge. And I just want to say that I think Jake's being a little bitch because I've been calling. And I think what you guys need to do is, since y'all been swapping things anyways, it should be swapped to him because he doesn't really have anything else on that list going on. And he's single.
So she's suggesting that, Allie, you give Jake the one-night stand challenge.
No swapbacks.
Because Jake technically, you know, could do that without creating a whole problem like you would in your marriage.
Well, I never even spun this challenge.
You weren't here.
You assigned it to me.
No, you said
swapsies, you have to one-night stand now, so.
Yeah, no swapbacks.
And what, Jake, what is on your funner summer challenge list?
Do a drug that I've never done before, and then I forget the other one.
Eat something fry.
Oh, I do that every day.
Oh, my God.
That's a tough one.
Wow, how difficult.
I really wanted that one. Damn.
I mean, we're all going to do that anyway.
Right, we're all eating fried stuff anyway. But it's got to be something, it can't just be like a lame fried-ass thing. It's got to be something really cool, deep-fried, fair-fried style.
Besides his succulent girlfriend or whatever. So I think it should be deemed that it should be Jake's responsibility now to take over that, have a one-night stand. I hope Jake decides to stop being a baby and play this. Because I think that's the best result. All right, have a good day.
Thanks for the call. You can always leave your messages on the GOAT line, 844-956-GOAT.
All right, I'll swap back the drug one.
Allie's pregnant now, but she says she'll try a drug she's never tried before.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
That's a little
hardcore.
Meth.
Jake, you can take the one-night stand thing.
No swapbacks, man.
Why don't you give Allie fried food? Why don't you do a straight-up trade?
Oh.
Because Allie's going to get fat Allie anyway, so might as well
what
let her.
What else does Allie have?
What else do you have, Allie, on your funner summer?
I think that's the only one
list.
I have.
Is it one night stand? That's it?
I think so.
And I've got to throw the backyard kegger and do an all-nighter?
Yeah, because I did the backyard kegger. That was what I landed on. But because your location's so much better, you're going
to
be doing that
you
one.
Gave it to me.
I'll give you fried food for all-nighter.
Great. Trade.
Hey.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice. I get to
eat. I thought you said no swap backs.
Not for
no,
you,
no
bitch.
No swap backs. We can swap once.
What the hell? The
original swaps are okay. So now I'm on the deep fried food trend and you're going to pull the all-nighter?
Hell yeah, man.
All right. Love it. Probably on whatever drug you take. So there you go. Funner summer, guaranteed. You'll have a funner summer if you just do some of the many things we're doing. Although if you're a child, probably don't do any of these things. Lots to get through this hour, including the return of Allie's mom, the throat goat. It's all coming up on KROQ. Special announcement for all of you fans of Blink 182. There is a pop-up that is taking place starting today through the 3rd of July. And this is on Fairfax to celebrate the anniversary of one of the finest albums that ever was and ever will be. Take off your pants and jacket. It's an anniversary with Complex. It's a pop-up and is a full-on experience that is taking place to celebrate, I guess, the 182nd day of the year. I didn't realize that that was now, but congratulations and welcome to your anniversary of all things Blink-182 and the fine album known as Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Nice.
Happening details on K-Rock socials. I think it's somewhere on Fairfax. And it's taking place today, only for the next few days. All right, listen, the Bud Light Bros, as you know, are future celebrities. At current time, they're just a couple of brothers that live together and drink a ton of Bud Light.
Not brothers.
Cousins. Are they cousins?
I think they're cousins.
We're not exactly sure if they're even related. But,
they're not brothers?
I think that was...
This was a revelation to me as well.
Yeah, when we were trying to get one of them laid, and we did help one of them lose their virginity this year, which I think is also one of the finest things we did. If you think about all the nice things we've done for people, I know currently we're trying to find Blind Charlie a working kidney, but I mean, even if we get him the working kidney, I still think the nicest thing we ever did was get one of the Bud Light brothers laid.
And I think we discovered that he's pretty asexual, but he did sex with a trucker woman.
Yeah, trucker lady listened to the show. And that was really cool of us to do that and cool for him, I think.
And cool for her to do.
Cool for her.
And house.
She said she enjoyed it. And, you know, everyone won. It was a win-win-win for everyone except for the lawyers here that made us sit through a lot of meetings afterwards. Regardless, the Bud Light Bros have committed to being YouTube superstars. And that is why they have released another list, Allie. And
well, they all say it's consistency when it comes to
YouTube.
Gotta
just keep doing it. And they will be the next Mr. Beast. Mark my words. Currently, it's a slow build, but it was for Mr. Beast.
And they do look like beasts.
And the last video they did was about the top breakfast cereals ever. But now they have one that I think is much more relatable for all of us. And this is according to these guys that have been able to, believe it or not, hold down multiple jobs. Mm-hmm. These are the top five excuses that you can use if you plan on not going to work.
And it only takes one video for it to go viral, dude. And these guys are going to be an instant sensation.
Instant overnight sensation. And yeah, people say, we never heard of these guys before. And you'll say, I used to hear them on Klein Alley Show. I found them to be mid at best.
So sure. How long did it take them to get through these five excuses?
This video was about 21 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
And they have personal experiences with, calling off work. So they give a couple of examples of each, way to get off work. The first one is in Eclipse. Are a little longer this time around because I want you. This is going to be a masterclass in telling a story and lying and getting your point across. And you have to pay close attention because the subtle nuances here that they're going to teach you will definitely get you off of work. At number one is fake an ailment, and this is how they want you to do that.
Anytime you mention this, 9 times out of 10, the person on the other line is going to be like, ooh, TMI, and just be like, I'll mark you down, homie. I'll let them know. And that is explosive diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
You just like going like, oh, you know what? I've been on the toilet since like midnight and my butthole's sore. Or the best way to do is when, even if you're not using a bathroom, go in a bathroom, call from there, and the echo from being in the bathroom will help that out too. If you're seriously committed to the bit, you know, let out a couple farts. Let out a couple weird ones. Like, bam! And be like, I gotta let you go because I'm about to get on this toilet again. And then they'll be like, get out of here. Go.
I don't want to hear that shit.
So there you go.
Now, these
explosive
guys,
diarrhea.
Jake's offended as a guy who has explosive diarrhea.
My culture's not your costume.
Jake has to deal with that on a daily basis. Not an excuse, but for real.
That's great.
These are the top five excuses that you can use to get out of going to work. And listen, let's be honest. Everyone could use some time off over the summer. Maybe you don't have any time off. Maybe you have a job that forces you to go in unless you're, quote, taking a sick day. So you need your excuses on the ready. And the Bud Light Bros have broken down, at least according to them, the greatest collection of excuses you could use. And you know what? Put these away, even if you just stockpile them for later. Maybe you save them for the holidays. You'll need these at
one point. Well, they prefaced the video by saying that the reason they decided to put this out is because the World Cup's going on, so you're going to want to take some time off to watch the games.
This is great.
Especially now that the knockout round has started.
All right,
the games are getting a little bit more intense, and they matter a little bit more. At number two, they are going to give an example of getting out of work using car troubles as an excuse.
You know, you just call and be like, hey, fool, you know what? My car ain't starting. It's messing with me. I don't know what's going on. I hear rumbling. It just goes. It don't want to turn over. I don't know what it is. It could be the battery. It could be the alternator. It could be the starter. It could be the engine. The carburetor.
Just so many examples.
I don't know what's going on. I need professional help.
I need professional help.
That is a fact right there. That is the truest thing they've said. Know? Right. You just start listing off all the parts of a car.
Could be carburetor, any of these transmission, engine, wheel. Yeah.
And most people say, all right, just figure it out and we'll see you in here. I mean, there's a list of people who use that excuse. How many people have not made it in here for car
I think all of us.
Every single person at some point.
Oh, Ginger Justin just missed the day.
Even today. He's not in today. He's working from home today because his car is, quote, not working anymore. He mentioned carburetor or something and then I tuned him out. So they're right. You list enough car parts, eventually the person you're giving the excuse to is going to tune you out.
People don't like hearing about your medical problems or your car problems.
They really don't.
They really do tune you out as soon as you start talking about it.
I can't believe they came up with three other excuses because to me, we've always said explosive diarrhea is one of the big ones. You can always use that. We've all used it. And then car problems is the other big one. So the fact they came up with three other ones, I would imagine death in the family has got to be on the list, right?
It is on the list. Not yet, though. Number three, personal matters. And they give a great example here.
Hey, man, I got a lawyer meeting in downtown L.A. I didn't know about it.
What?
But if I don't go, I could be facing some kind of criminal charges.
Oh, Jesus.
Missing a court date. And they're like, what are you talking about? Hey, look, man, my lawyer advised me that I can't even talk to you about this, okay? He told me to plead the fifth right now. So, you know, this is too much information. All you got to know is I got a meeting in downtown, and I got to be there, and I can't be at work. All right? Mm-hmm. He got baby mama trouble. I'm not liable to say.
I feel like these excuses are coming a little too easy.
Definitely do that snap where you go,
I think it's better if you have like a guy on your side going, mm-hmm.
That's right.
You need to have your own hype man when you call to give that excuse. All right, you have a lawyer meeting in downtown L.A. Great excuse. I think that would...
I'll have major legal problems if I don't attend, but I can't tell you about
it. Raise a lot of red flags. Yeah. We should also point out, the Bud Light Bros, I think, have been through multiple jobs this year alone.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
And I'm sure they've used all these excuses multiple times.
Probably. That's the best part of getting a new job is you get to reset the excuse clock.
At number four, family emergency and death in the family. And the way Chris sets this up is that he was working at 24-Hour Fitness a long time ago.
He was working
And he was just, this was like his third day on the job, and he just didn't feel like going in. And he just
was he working as a medicine ball?
Yeah.
That guy should work at a place called 0-Hour Fitness.
And he decided to just make up this story on the fly, and you are not going to believe this.
I was working at 24-Hour Fitness at this time. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it work today, big dog. He's like, oh, what's going on? And I'm like, hey, man, I don't even know how to say this, but my cousin just got in a car wreck in Tijuana, Mexico, and I got to go identify the body.
What?
And he was like, oh, my God, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, man, I'm dead serious. And he's like, wow, I don't even know what to say. I'm like, I don't even know why I'm calling you, bro. I'm supposed to be on the freeway right now. I'm supposed to be on the 5 going down to identify his body. I want to show you how responsible I am. Exactly. But and he was just like, hey, man, take however much time you need. Mm. You know, that I got off the phone. I'm like, where did that even come from? I'm like, I'm so good at improv. Hell yeah.
So, once again, that's a great excuse to use. Got to go identify a body in Tijuana.
I love that you take the excuse and then you times 10.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you
death in the family, car accident, but I have to go identify the body in Tijuana.
Yeah, I shouldn't even be on the phone with you now. I should be on the 5.
The last example they give, they were surprised because they witnessed this. I think Chris was working with a crew, and one of his members used this excuse, and he was shocked that this worked. And at number 5, pet emergency.
Yeah, this fool left, and of course he told like the superiors above and everything, the general manager and all that. And then the next day, general manager comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna need you to you know, be the lead around here for the next 3 days."
3 days.
I was like, "Why?" And he's like, "You know, homie over here lost his dog, and he said he needs like 3-4 days to cope with it or something." I was like, God damn, that works? I'm over here using cousins.
All you gotta do is make up a chihuahua, and you get the time off. All right, there you have it. Another home run from the Bud Light Bros. They claim that our show inspired them to step in front of the camera. And I don't know if that's a good service or a bad service for society, but I think it's a win for us all.
I think this is the best video they've done.
I think it's one of their finest ones. And I think it's good that they quit at 5, because normally they would have gone top 50.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break when we get back. It's your time to shine. Why do you currently not have all your fingers? That is the question. As we get into the final week for many people to have 10 fingers, Firework Day is on Saturday. A lot of people lighting them off. I heard a ton of them last night where I am. I'm sure you're all hearing them. So the question is, why do you not have 10 fingers right now? Your stories could result in you winning some Monster Jam tickets next at 800-520-1067. Dial slowly with those 9-7-4-3-2-1 fingers. Call next.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
K-Rock Klein Alley Show. You ever see someone that doesn't have all their fingers? Usually there's a great story that goes with that. Every once in a while, it's the 4th of July firework that we're warned about every single year. And still some people are going to only be celebrating one final couple of days with their both their hands and all their fingers. Because eventually, at some point, someone's going to say, hold this M80, let's light it, and don't throw it. You can count to five, and then boom, it goes off in three, and there goes your finger.
Yeah.
And they warn you about it every year, which is why the fire departments are constantly warning us about illegal fireworks. And they're blowing up watermelons, and a lot of watermelons, perfectly good, delicious watermelons, are giving their lives right now so that we can save a few hands.
I don't know if you remember this impactful story from Secondhand Cindy, but she was engaged to be married to a man, and then he put his engagement finger on, or his his wedding ring on, his engagement ring on, and then it got caught on something and ripped his finger off.
I do remember
and
that.
And then she dumped him after that.
Yeah, she's like, I can't date this freak.
But he has a number.
And he's got the number. So your story's now at 800-520-1067. Up for grabs. Bragging rights, you get the official Nubby Award, which we only give out once a year, and you'll get some tickets to go to Monster Jam, Crypto.com Arena, because I think that most people at Monster Jam shouldn't have all their working fingers. July 17th, great seats still available at AXS.com, but you'll win them from us right now if you have a great story as to why you do not currently have all of your fingers, and the phone number is, once again, 800-520-1067 to call or to text. We start. This can't be possible. Hey, Cripple Cody, you're also missing fingers?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
When I was 8 years.
You're the Cripple Cody that currently has not working legs.
Correct, yes.
You would think you need your hands more than anybody.
Well, this happened before breaking my back.
So what happened?
I crashed on a dirt bike when I was 8, and I got my finger, my right ring finger, pinched between the lever and the handlebar when I hit the ground. And I went to pick my bike up, and it felt like I had a splinter in my hand, or in my finger, and I took my glove off, and my fingertip stayed in the glove.
God. Oh!
Was it a situation where they couldn't reattach it?
No. One of my friends, because I just dropped my glove and walked back to the truck, and one of my friend's dads tried to squeeze the fingertip out of the glove, and it was like, he said it was like trying to get the last bit of toothpaste out of a tooth.
Wait a minute, and that's how you lost your fingertip because of a bike accident.
Yeah.
Then years later, you did the same thing, and then you broke your back?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
And you continue to race, right?
Well, I race a side-by-side now. It's like an off-road golf cart kind of.
Cripple Cody, is it possible you're just not good at biking? Because it sounds like you've had two catastrophic injuries as a result of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I racked my nuts and crashed through a fence one time. I hit a bunch of people. Mm. I got a bunch of concussions, all that.
So you currently have no working legs and only 9.5 working fingers?
Well, it's 9.75, so my racing number's always been 9.75. So, yes.
All right. Well, there you go. That's how he lost part of a finger. Well, have a safe 4th of July, I guess, at the very least. We can wish you nothing but the best there. Mike on K-Rock, talking to people that don't currently have all their fingers, consider this a cautionary tale. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I was walking out of the house, and my wife shut the door behind me, and my index finger got shut in the door, in the latch, and it basically cut it clean off.
Oh!
It was just hanging on by the skin. And they're actually able to reattach it, so it's there. It's just not fully functional.
So you can't feel anything?
I can feel a little bit, but I can't really move it. It's just more frozen. It's just there. I can't grab things with it. It's on my left hand, and I'm left-handed, so it kind of sucks.
It's your pinky finger?
No, my index finger.
Oh, your index finger.
That's an important one.
Yeah, that's one of the most important ones.
It's just decorative at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, if
got
you're
a gnarly scar, too.
Yeah, all right, that's a bummer, but it still is there now. At least it's there, you know, physically you can see it.
Would you rather have it there and not
functional?
Right.
I'm just trying to think what Allie, as a lesbian, rank the fingers in
well,
order
index.
Of importance. Number one, right?
Index and middle are the most important in my community.
Middle is the number one because it's an insult and also.
What about thumb?
I mean, I think thumb is the most important finger. If you don't have a thumb, then you're just every other animal.
Some people argue thumb is not even finger. It's a whole different. They don't even consider that
yeah,
one of the fingers.
Fingers.
Well, you got four fingers and one thumb.
I think trying to have a life with no thumbs. How are you supposed to text? How are you supposed to pick? How are you supposed to pick up a phone?
So, what's the official ranking from a lesbian to the world? Go ahead and rank all five fingers in order of importance.
As a lesbian, I have to go index with number one.
Index is one.
Then thumb.
Huh.
Then middle. Then ring. Then pinky.
See, I think ring. If you're going to get rid of any of them, maybe that's why they decided to put the ring on that finger, because if the rings are getting caught and ripping it off, I think that's the one that you could most easily disguise not having.
Really? I feel like there's a big gap there.
Yeah, but if you're in a fist, no one could tell. If you're drinking tea, you got to have your pinky out. That's important. Pinky's out.
Yeah, yeah. I think we definitely can't lose our pinkies. How are we going to enjoy tea without it?
Can't enjoy tea. So the ring has got to be the one that is the first one that you go.
How are you going to snort cocaine with that one long nail?
Right. That's what you need your pinky for.
Right.
You can't. I think the ring one, other than the fact that, you know, you prove to the world that you're married or you're off the market, it's.
That's a great excuse. Hey, I can't get married. I have no ring finger.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe you are married. And the person's like, you keep cheating on me. No one knows you're married. Well, I got rid of my whole finger. Hey, Liz, which finger are you missing?
Hi, I actually don't have all fingers, but my son was in summer school a few years ago and came home and said that one of his teachers, who wears sandals every single day, was missing a toe. She only had 9 toes. He eventually built up the courage to ask her what happened after the summer, and she said a lawnmower had rode over her
foot. Oh, my God.
Do you know which toe it was?
Damn.
I don't know, but I just imagine a bunch of 7-year-olds were just mortified and shocked.
I mean, it's pretty ballsy if you're missing a toe to just wear sandals all the time.
Yeah.
It's another reason, too, actually.
It's also right. You show it off, I guess, because you know everyone's going to go up and ask you the story. But is that the real story? See, I also think that the people that are missing fingers, even if they're missing them for not fun reasons, they've come up with fun stories. Because they know that people are going to ask them about it. They know people want to know.
And I know every time they tell a story, someone's going to go, ah!
Right. Every time you tell a story, I wish we get through the rest of these stories, because we are celebrating all of you people that are missing fingers as we get into what I believe to be is the most dangerous week of the year for fingers. And it's so sad that it comes just after Pride Month ends.
Oh, 909 said, I'm a hand surgeon, and the thumb is a finger, and it is the most important one. Index finger is the least important. What?
Really? According to a hand surgeon. Ashley, we'll give you the final word, and then we have to go because Allie's mom, the throat goat, is waiting to talk to us about a very important matter. What's up?
Hello. So my friend was born with 4 fingers. They moved his pointer finger to where his thumb should be because you can't really function without a thumb.
So which finger got moved over to the thumb?
The pointer turned into the thumb.
Oh, cool.
Wow, that's such a long-ass thumb.
That may have been what happened to Megan Fox with the toe thumbs.
They just put her toes on her
maybe,
thumbs?
Because she, yeah, if you look at Megan Fox, I mean, she's beautiful, but she got those weird-ass toe thumbs.
And then what does she have on her feet?
Maybe, who knows? Has anyone ever seen her feet before?
MGK, and he's not around anymore.
All right, thank you for that. All right, give one of these people Monster Jam tickets. The stories were all mesmerizing. Allie's mom will be joining us in a moment. There's an issue going on that we have to get to the bottom of next. We'll get comfortable being uncomfortable. It's K-Rock, we're Klein Allie Show. Allie's got a real problem, and it's the funniest problem she could possibly have.
I find it hilarious.
It's a real problem, though, and I'm telling you right now, I'm not envious at all of the situation that you're entering.
I am going on a family trip.
Already, I'm already not envious. Just for that reason alone, being around family seems exhausting.
Well, we're going to a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. We're going to Hawaii. And we are getting like an Airbnb. It has, so my mom and her husband, it's me and my wife and kid, and it's my sister and her husband. So there are 3 bedrooms, and we're all staying in the same Airbnb. Now, what I realized last night as I started trying to pack for this trip is I do not want to be in the room that is closest to my mother and her husband, because as we've all learned together,
he
my step father needs hotel sex or any sex while traveling.
Vacation
sex or when they're in an Airbnb or a hotel or any kind of travel scenario.
It's his medicine.
It's something that he really, really needs and enjoys.
Steve needs his meds.
So I want to make sure that I am not in the room that is the closest to my mom.
Right.
And Steve, because
she administers
I don't.
Medicine.
Okay.
The emergency room.
I don't want to hear or know about the administering of the medicine. And I realize that we haven't called dibs on the rooms yet.
Well, isn't it first to arrive? It's like the Real World. Remember when you showed up at the Real World house in MTV? You were first one there, you got to pick your room.
Yeah, but here's the thing. My sister and I both get in around the same time.
You got a race.
And we are going to be in a rat race to see who can get their rental car first and get to this Airbnb so we can snag the most desirable room.
Let me ask you a question.
Does your sister have the same concern?
I talked to her about it, and she just did a bunch of crying and throw-up emojis.
That's not throw-up emojis. That's throat-goat emojis right there. Get it right. Get it right.
So,
Would you like to talk to your mom about this, and maybe you guys can come up with some sort of a plan?
Well, I do have a question for her, because I don't know the layout of the Airbnb.
Right.
I didn't book it, so I'm not sure if this is an issue or not. If there's a room that's, like, way off in another wing, then they can just have that room.
Earlier this week, we talked to one of the throat-goats by the name of Joey Jaws Chestnut. They call him the Joat. He puts a lot of hot dogs in his mouth on the 4th of July. But I would argue equally as important to this country is the other throat goat known as Allie's mom.
Throat goat, throat goat. He say I'm a throat goat.
And she joins us now on K-Rock again. Good morning, Allie's mom.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, and happy early 4th of July. And as you maybe heard, or I don't know if you were able to hear that, but Allie's concerned about the Airbnb situation.
Yeah. everyone seems to be concerned.
I'll tell you who's not concerned is Steve.
Well, yeah. So you can confirm that when you arrive in Hawaii, he's going to want that, right, Mom?
Yeah, we usually have to christen a room.
Oh.
Are you loud lovers?
Well, he has a really deep voice.
Oh. Okay, so what's going to happen? Because my sister and I get in around the same time. What is the layout of this place? Are there two rooms that are separated from one room, or what's the situation?
Do you christen all the rooms?
Yeah, do you?
No, just ours.
Okay.
That has to happen before we even unpack.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So Steve gets unpacked. First, got to unpack his bags.
Oh. Yeah, he's got to settle in.
Okay.
Oh, man. All right, so that's going to happen immediately upon arriving in Hawaii.
Right, but we get in later, so let's think this through. So there's, on the main level, there's...
Okay, that's not my stepdad.
I think that is.
On the main...
Is that a volcano in Hawaii, or is that Steve? That's a fun thing.
That's an eruption.
run!
Dorian volcano erupts.
Escape, mainlanders. Steve is erupting.
All right, we can all stop laughing now. Now, you were saying the one room is on the...
This is like Pompeii. Everyone's just stuck under Steve's load.
Oh, stop
trying
it.
To escape the giant
shut
eruption
up.
Of Steve.
The archaeologist.
he was christening the room.
All right.
Yes, go ahead. So explain the layout so Allie knows.
On the top shelf, on the top story, there is a king room.
Okay.
Which is separate. And your sister has claimed that.
I knew
one.
It! I knew she already claimed it. I knew there was an upstairs and a downstairs, and I knew she had claimed it. God, so I'm next to you guys then. Is that true?
Well, yeah, because we thought that... No. Okay. We thought, you know...
You thought what?
We thought that Ben Wesley could come over... Star room if you want.
Well, Wes is going to be happy about it. They're going to star him for life.
Kinky stuff right there.
Okay.
This is he's got to learn it somehow, babe.
Okay.
Take off that tutu, kid. This is how real man operates. I get it. Wow. Listen, I am blown away. I mean, not as much as Steve will be,
all
but
right.
still. This
yeah.
is... This is a wild.
So, Rick, it's all funny, haha. But when you guys arrive, should we coordinate all of, you know, my sister and all of us leaving the house for a bit so you can have time?
Yeah, maybe take a walk to the beach or something.
Okay.
How long do you think
all right,
that,
yeah, what's the time frame?
How long do you need to christen a room upon your arrival?
Well, it's only a 3-minute walk to the beach.
Okay.
But I think maybe walk to the beach, you know, stick your toes in the water, leisurely make your way back.
Okay.
And are you preparing at all? Like, we were talking to Joey Chestnut this week about his preparations for the 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Are you also, Throat Goat, preparing for this trip to Hawaii in any way?
Not really. I feel like I have so much scar tissue anyway.
Oh, come on!
Oh, man. All right. What an appearance, Sally. She's the best, huh?
That's great. Amazing. Can't wait. All right. Family vacay.
That's amazing. Yeah. And maybe you guys can take one of those helicopter tours to the rim of Mount Steve, where you can kind of all look at what's happening as the lava starts to bubble up.
And how many times a week? Like, is this going to be happening every day? Like, okay.
Now, we'll, you know what? I'm going to make an executive decision. We'll stay upstairs.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, that's going to piss off your sister, Allie.
Yeah, well, she had dibs on that room. I knew it. She didn't even tell me she had dibs, too. We'll see.
So you're going to move upstairs with Steve. That's good, because then the lava can flow downstairs and fill
the
house.
Exactly. I think it's appropriate. It kind of just makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys should have your privacy.
All right. There you have it. That's Sally's real-life mother. The throat goat.
All right. Well, we're excited. Thanks, Mom.
Aloha.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Absolutely is. All right, she's 90% scar tissue, Allie's mother. We got to take a quick break. Back more show next.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love.
Hey, Rock, we're Klein Alley Show. Let's find out what's happening in the world. Then we will get into a brand new hour of the show, hook you up with them tickets so you can go down all the water slides you want or just float around in a lazy river. Let the good Lord intend it, as we are officially now in the month of July. And I know there's other news happening other than just the LeBron James story, but that does seem to be dominating the cycle, leaving the Lakers. And not doing so until after his son was already guaranteed to have a contract of $2 million, which, by the way, in the world of the NBA means absolutely nothing. Pretty sad little contract there. Although, hey, I would happily take a guaranteed $2 million.
If
I was not good at basketball.
That'd be really impressed.
Also, was not good at basketball, I'd like the money. LeBron is starting to speak a little bit, at least to us here at K-Rock, and this is what he did say.
I had to leave L.A. It was time. Mostly because Klein Bra... back that talking to Allie's baby bit. Let it go, bro. Oh,
okay, yeah. So he's also not a fan of me talking to Allie's baby.
You have to know when to walk away from a bad bit.
Which is why he's decided. And you know what? We don't know when to walk away from a bad bit, which is why we have more comments from LeBron. Go ahead, sir.
Look, I just want to win, but that can't happen with certain players who can't hit a simple layup. I'm talking about Bronny James. Learn to shoot, bro.
Thank you. We heard you loud and clear, and that's how we all feel. And now let's get to this, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Talk about the one story that's dominating the news cycle as well. I don't know how many people actually care about the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce wedding, but the news would lead us to believe that all of us care very much. They've done so many breakdowns of who they think is going to be invited, the estimated cost. There were some pictures being posted of Andy Reid trying on tuxedos. The dress code, the NDAs, the estimated cost of just booking the venue at MSG is $1 million a night.
So that's we still think that's a real venue? That's not a decoy venue?
Well, the news crews are out in front of MSG covering all of it, and there are tons of trucks.
It's Wedding Central, a beehive of activity at Madison Square Garden just 3 days from the wedding of the century. The street in Midtown Manhattan is packed with delivery trucks as workers unload equipment and props. This appears to be scaffolding used for stage lighting.
Ooh.
Looks like Whoa. They'll be rolling out the red carpet. We spotted this truck with event carpet on it and the image of a red carpet.
Whoa. Inside.
Oh, what else?
That is
Security
inside
is, it is very inside.
Extra tight at the most famous arena in the world.
She's screaming.
Jeez.
Every yeah. worker is thoroughly checked before they're allowed beyond the barricades. We spotted security teams using mirrors to check beneath vehicles for explosives and weapons. Each driver is wanded. The National Guard is also there,
Jesus
a common
Christ.
Sight at the garden.
Okay, so obviously...
You know, what'd be funny to me is if instead of them walking down the aisle, they get pushed down the aisle in disguised carts like she did at her... you know, concerts.
Yeah, like in a janitorial cart.
Yeah, like she's just getting pushed down inside of a popcorn
the
cart.
The hot food hot box.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they don't want any pictures, even at the event. They're so top secret. They don't even want their
they
friends
just
and families.
Spit them out, say I do, kiss, and go back in the
to
boxes.
See them. Get back in your hidden boxes so we can wheel you around.
It's ridiculous.
I don't think it can't possibly happen at Madison Square Garden. I just
well,
feel like
otherwise, then all this is just really a true waste
you
of money.
You want a bet, Klein?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I got two bets going right now. I got LeBron
the
is going to be.
The biggest stories. LeBron leaving the Lakers.
LeBron is going to be a Laker next year. I still think so. Still
wow.
think it's going to happen. And.
You don't think it's going to happen?
And they're not getting married at MSG. I think it's I think it's a decoy. They're going to do something else.
Omar,
you want to go?
I think it's going to happen, dude. Yeah, for sure, dude.
What do you want? What kind of action?
Four pizzas is already taken.
Yeah,
that is true.
I already have a four pizza.
Let's do 50.
50 pizzas or $50?
$50. No, 50 bucks. Just 50 bucks.
50 bucks.
50 pizzas is hilarious.
I thank God.
Thought
you shut up, Jake.
A pizza like every week.
$50. That's much better than 50 pizzas.
Just send him a pizza every week.
That's pizzas for a year, pretty much.
So many pizzas.
Omar would get so fat if you want my fat.
Okay, so there are a lot of iconic signs here in Southern California. A lot of people were concerned about the iconic Arby's sign, what was going to happen to it after the Arby's on Sunset closed down. Now the sign for the Colbert Late Night Show will live on forever in WeHo after it was bought at auction. It was purchased earlier this year, and now you can see it. It is sitting on the rooftop of the WeHo Bistro, so you can just add it to the list of signs that... You know, people, of course, got used to seeing over the course of its 11-year run, and there was a big fan who said, hey, he has cemented his legacy in the role of in late-night television, and his sign deserves to live on. So that's another addition to WeHo.
I think the WeHo Bistro, if I'm not mistaken, just was one of those places that was in the on that infestation list.
Really?
I believe so. Yeah, I was looking
that
at
makes
all,
it even funnier.
I look at all the places that I've eaten at, and I go, I wonder if this place
looks
is...
Looks like a nice place. It says reservations recommended. I see some pokey and avocado
please,
toast.
They always say that. I have not eaten there, but I did see... I don't want to speak out of school here and hurt some local business, but I believe...
But I'm going to proceed to.
But I believe... Unless there's an...
But I'm just going to guess that that's infested with rats. Moving on.
You want to bet?
I will bet.
I got 75 pizzas.
75 pizzas
really?
At that place. I can't lose any more today.
It's
guys.
Right by Barney's Beanery.
I know where it is. Go ahead, continue the story. I'm going to look this up.
Okay. A message to all you single male heteros out there. If you are having trouble locking down a relationship, your annoying hobbies might have something to do with it. These are the hobbies that are the biggest turnoff to women.
3 weeks
according
ago,
to
Allie,
an expert, yes.
The WeHo Bistro was shut down because of the L.A. County Health Department due to vermin infestation. 3 weeks ago. Just letting you know. I didn't make that up. So someone owes me 75 pizzas. I don't know who it is, but this is a real story.
It's the only bet you didn't make, and you won.
Did anyone bet me on that? God damn.
Congrats.
No stupidness.
So here are the hobbies you should not have, and here are the hobbies you should get if you want to get laid.
Well, for the single men out there looking for love, one expert suggests you put down the video game controller.
Yeah, that's good news for sure.
Oh, boy.
What's wrong with that guy?
That guy is looking for love in all the wrong places.
According to the professional dating coach Blaine Anderson.
Blaine Anderson is the most boring name on the planet, by the way.
The hobby that will turn most women away is playing video games.
Binge watching Netflix and gambling on sports are also big turnoffs.
Oh,
she suggests
damn.
More recreational activities or volunteering at an animal shelter as an alternative hobby.
So pretend you work in an animal shelter if you want to get laid.
I was so hoping that they were about to say that gambling on sports and binge watching TV was a turnoff.
I mean, those are like the three biggest hobbies for men.
It's my time to shine. Yeah, but you got to find a woman that'll tolerate it. She's not going to like it, but if she tolerates it or puts up
with
it.
There are women out there that are into video games.
Yeah, some women
and
like
sports.
To game. Yeah, but gambling on, to find a woman that gambles in the same way that guys do, that's a real degenerate. I'm looking for that, but I mean, that's a real type. You need
but
a,
I don't think you can have two degenerate gamblers.
No, no, you can't. You need to have someone that does it and then the other person that tries to
that
figure out where
it.
The money went, and that person has to come up with good stories as to why. And it's not just because, you know, they put all their money on Team Bosnia to win today or something.
Does your wife get upset with you?
Yeah, but she also, that she is a poker, she used to be an online poker player.
Really?
And I've seen her in a room early on when we were still dating, went to Vegas, and I said to her, we played in a poker tournament, I said, when you lose, you can wait for me over there. And about 4 minutes later, I was out, and she ended up beating pretty
Whoa.
Much like a room full of guys at this table.
Cool, that's
and, hot. And, ended up leaving. And then I was like, and she still brings it up. She's like, remember that time you said for me to wait for you over there and then you lost? I'm like, yeah, I remember.
It's definitely something you hold over a guy's head forever.
It's brought up regularly. Let's get into a brand new hour of the show right now, and let's get you into every water park in Southern California. Call 20-800-520-1067. Summer is officially here. Here we go.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.